What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's up? It is the craziest couple of days in the world. If you're a fan of Hollywood, Hollywood has essentially shut down any of its scripted content. Late Night is out. Season 3 of Abbott Elementary is on hold for starting. Yellow Jackets is on hold for starting. Any writer's room in the industry has stopped right now. Productions on films that are ongoing will not have writers on set. A whole bunch of stuff is happening in the industry right now. And it's kind of crazy if you're a fan of this stuff, because the writers are saying, we just need to get paid, y'all.
Again?
What do you mean again?
Yep.
Like Heroes season 2 again?
Yeah, 2007, yep. 2008, 100 days was the last strike within the last 15 years. They did it because they needed to see the residuals adjusted and all that stuff. The industry has really changed since then. You know, I think if anything, we know for a fact that the streamers are a completely different breed of beast now. But they're doing a lot of really messed up stuff. I've been following this since day one. I knew the strike was going to happen. I found it weird that, like, I'm listening to podcasts. Say what, sorry?
That it took so long?
No. The strike happens when they have to go into negotiations. I knew they were going into the negotiations. The Writers Guild of America, the East and the West Coast, were both in talks and knew that this was going to happen. The Directors Guild of America last time went into their negotiations, and some people say that the agreements they made kind of hindered the Writers Guild last time in 2007-2008. They didn't have as much leverage, which was one of the reasons that they felt they needed to kind of bend the knee. But this time, because they went first, they're saying they are not going to bend the knee. This time they're saying some of the people who are on the board at the WGA have got elected specifically because they said they are going scorched earth. Like, they said they are not backing down, and that's why they got their positions. So if you guys like television, expect this to be, I don't know. I don't think this is only going to be 100 days. I know some
people are going to have some garbage TV next 2-3 seasons.
We're back in that Quantum of Solace. Transformers 2 movie.
Did you read the Quantum of Solace story, Jaws?
Oh. No, I can't remember. I can't remember the whole thing, but I remember those two movies were like,
I didn't realize
big...
that was affected by the Quantum of Solace was.
Let me tell you a little tale, mes amis. Quantum of Solace.
That's a heat pressure one in the desert. That's a stupid one, right?
Yeah.
No, that's the water one. Everyone was like, "Oh, what are you doing in the desert? What are you doing?" And it turned out it was water the whole time.
Stupid movie.
No, yeah. But I liked what he did at the end. It was like Bond had an assistant, and they did like an homage to Goldfinger, where they just dropped a girl in oil and they left her on Bond's bed. So Bond, to get back at the villain, he doesn't kill him. He just like, here's some provisions for you to walk in the desert before you die. And he's like, what the hell is this? And it's just a can of oil.
Yeah.
He's like, you'll figure out what to do with that shit.
I remember
like,
that.
Trade it with the scorpions, buddy.
That movie on a train. That movie's a bad boy.
But crazy story. So the deadline for the strike was looming. They had to finish writing the script. They finished the script at 11:59, the night of the deadline. The movie goes into production. There's no writer on set. They're not allowed to be on set. They start filming the movie. The only two people who are allowed to make script adjustments are Daniel Craig and the director. Those two are going around making adjustments throughout the film. By the time 100 days in coincides with, like, I think they had already finished 2/3 of the movie, they finally get a writer on set. That dude comes in and starts trying to script doctor as much as he can, but they've already filmed 2/3 of the movie. So he's just like, okay, I'll do what I can do. And then we got the product that we got, which many say is one of the most confusing and convoluted Bond films out of any of the Daniel Craig films.
Well, it's also one of the ones that I found was like, you care the least.
Like, there wasn't saw that again. Happened. No one went back and saw that twice.
Right.
No, I willingly.
Most confusing car chase in the beginning of the movie.
That's one of them CFCF12 movies at midnight where you're like, shit, I'll stay up for this. Maybe I'll go to bed.
Oh my God.
Remember the midnight ones where you'd be like, you wait for the opening credit, you're like, what's this shit? What is this? Yeah. Darkman, yes. All right, cool.
Yeah. That is hilarious that you said that.
I think Revenge of the Fallen was similar, where I think Orsman and Kurtz had to they got a hotel room and they had to like bang it out. Or it was either that, or it was What's his name? What's the name of the director again?
Bay?
For Transformers. Michael Bay. Yeah, Michael Bay. I think the most he could have done was just film a bunch of set pieces. And then once they were able to get a writer on set, they had to write around all the set stuff, pieces.
Yeah, man. So, I mean,
what Marvel movie's coming out this year or next year that's still being worked
on? Bye-bye, Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The funny part is we probably want this to happen to Blade so that things can get back into place so that someone proper can get in there and write this movie as opposed to this confused situation that we keep having where someone's working on it, someone's not working on it, someone's working on it, someone's not working on it. Damn. Guess what? When you start paying people properly, they show up to work. that's what it is.
I'll write a Blade movie, pay me, bro.
Some motherfuckers always trying to ice skate uphill.
Yeah. they have been saying to people, to anyone who's thinking of being a scab on this walkout, by all means, do you, but understand you will make an enemy of every single writer in the industry and no one will ever work with you. And once the deal is signed, if you are a scab, when they start going up the ladder, because these are the future potential executives and writers and producers,
they're gonna cut you down, boy.
Cut you down.
Yeah.
So the fact that my favorite part of hearing that was just like, that is the nicest threat you could, like, hey man, we're just letting you know, you will never be an official member of the WGA if you scab, and you will never have our support. That's all.
Bruh. but that's just like saying
common sense though, because some people are stupid, right? They think they're gonna do whatever they want, and this is them saying like, hi, stupid people,
right?
Or ignorant, how ignorant you could possibly be,
right?
This is your official warning. We're putting a press release to make it very known you had a warning, and if you choose to walk away from set warning, be stupid. There is consequences.
Yeah, yeah. Do you?
You're not gonna cheat. This is not the clean cheat. You're not getting the pussy in like the wet marriage later. Like, you fucked up. You're doing it in front of her. Like,
there's two things that don't forget. That's the internet, and that's the WGA.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say black women, but yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Don't forget. That's two things that don't forget. Remember that.
I feel like that has to be the name of the show.
Write that down. That's good. I mean,
hey, how come my script didn't get work? Because I don't like your face. I don't like your face.
I
remember what you did.
My one concern with all of this is another boom in weird reality TV.
Yep.
But I listened to a pod today where someone said, if you look back at the reality TV shows that got launched during the strike last time, any of the shows that are still around now already existed before, and any of the shows that got launched during as a stopgap for content just to have something on air don't exist anymore.
Oh, sick. Joe Schmo season 9. Yes. Right.
But that's it. That's what they're saying. Shows like that where... we need something on TV, so they just started tossing any reality TV show out. Those shows didn't move on, but all the other reality TV shows, Survivor, Big Brother, those ones are still around because they already existed. And then another comment that people made, which was something separate but was also kind of funny, someone essentially said, but let's be honest, who's with reality TV like that now anyways? At least for the competition shows, like, when was the last time an American Idol winner, The Voice winner, or America's Got Talent winner went on to be a national or international star? Can you name Kelly Clarkson?
Nope. And then Clay Aiken are the only two people who've put a dent.
And then Jennifer Hudson, and she didn't even win.
It's wild. Both.
She didn't
American
win.
Idol
Jennifer,
winners
Jennifer Hudson didn't win. Shows.
Jennifer Hudson
she got
didn't
an
win.
Oscar, no, she didn't win. A Grammy. Yeah. She has her own daytime television show.
As
now.
Does Kelly Clarkson. Isn't it funny how they ended up in the same path?
Yeah.
And yet,
that's it. Kelly Clarkson won, and I'm sure regrets winning, because the thing that I understand from those shows is those contracts they make you sign are so restrictive and so controlling that you don't get to just do whatever you want. So coming in the top three but not winning actually helps you because you don't get the contract, but you get an insane amount of exposure. Sorry,
they built 360s off those.
Yeah.
Just two things. Kelly Clarkson, I think a lot of her early songs were basically songs that Christina Aguilera passed on, or like all the other people passed on. Yeah. And so, but she did well with them.
Yeah.
But notice how it's always like, oh, I was wronged by you and now I'm awesome now. Like they're always kind of similar. But she's amazing voice and everything.
She does.
And another person that didn't win a competition but is a big star now is Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's, she didn't win on Canadian Idol and biggest star.
Yeah. I would say, because who is the biggest star from the Canadian Idol run? Carly Rae, probably, right? I can't think of any of the others that went on the show.
My friend that competed the same season with Carly Rae, and she, boy, she not happy about that whole. every time she hears Call Me Maybe, he's like, yeah.
But no, even the other stuff that Carly Rae's done is like everyone's like, yo, this is some really good pop stuff. It's like high level pop stuff.
Dude, she's now doing adult contemporary stuff too. She did a song with Rufus Wainwright recently. Like, Carly Rae is smart enough to know, like, oh, I'm just gonna pivot over here, dabble a little Michael Bublé style, do this over here. Y'all can keep singing Call Me Maybe and keep racking up them that performance money that I get from it, because I'm pretty sure she didn't write it, so she doesn't get the publishing right stuff, but she gets something from it for the performance stuff, and she's just gonna keep going. She, you know, just
check out her other stuff.
Yeah,
don't sleep on her. Like,
I mean, I won't, but yeah, okay. Out of loyalty, I won't.
Unless out of loyalty, you know, okay. Listen to it on the download or listen to it on YouTube.
What do you mean? I listen to that? Ain't no Carly Rae my Spotify. What do you mean?
Yeah. Just go into listen to it on YouTube where it's like another person posted it up. Yeah. There you go. See,
just go into any one of the stores I do the music for. I've put Carly Rae Jepsen in almost all those playlists because I'm like, you're Canadian and you're doing pop. Let's go. Add you here. Next time you go into a store and you hear Carly Rae, I probably did that. Also, Noah Cyrus. No, for some reason, I just started throwing Noah Cyrus into playlists for fun. I was just like,
wait until see people notice.
I'm like, Miley's popular enough. Let's give another Cyrus a chance to pop and shine. Out here, Jaden Littlezahn.
I don't like that new Miley song, to be honest. Like,
the new one?
Yeah, the one with like buy myself roses. I don't care, dog. Like, sure.
That is such a
reply song to
the flowers. The flowers song.
Yeah, yeah. Buy myself. No, so you can buy yourself a lot of things.
Yeah,
this is what happens when a Hemsworth breaks your heart. You start singing.
Really, you know, songs. It's a Hemsworth's fault. This.
I'm just saying.
When the Witcher leaves you,
that with Liam.
No. Right? Yeah, Liam. Yeah, Liam.
Yeah, The Witcher. Right.
Yeah, the Witcher.
Yeah, the Witcher.
By the way, I'm calling it now. We will never see his season. Right now.
Netflix, no season for you.
Netflix will not produce the Liam season. They will not. They will not.
Especially if after the writer's strike.
If the strike goes long enough, they'll have an excuse. But even if the strike doesn't go long enough, they're not going to produce that season. I'm
sorry,
me.
We're just not doing
Henry Cavill's kind of like,
can we write it down? What's today's date? May 3rd, 2023.
Let's go.
Brian Holiday's prediction that the fourth season of The Witcher will not happen with Liam as the star. Whether or not a fourth season or some sort of mini series thing happens, maybe, but Liam is not going to star in a Netflix. And if I'm wrong,
I think isn't supposed to be, was it four or three? Like there was like six seasons. They're like, they already banked all of that, right?
Nah.
That's the contract. It was like for three seasons. It was for a lot.
They didn't film it.
They didn't film it, but.
They didn't film it. All I know is Jaws. Zaslav had them can the whole Batgirl movie that was filmed
done.
And done. All it needed.
Happens a lot, though. I'm pretty sure it happens more often than we even.
You hear that about albums and music? Really, not whole.
It was just
movies.
Because I think a lot of the actors, like, yo,
yeah,
that wasn't, and I think that got more play because Brendan Fraser was in it too. No,
yes,
and he was like, yo,
and also it got a lot of play because. He said we're doing it for money reasons, but then you find out homeboy got paid $250 million last year, but can the movie that was $90 million to make? And it's just like, sir, take the pay cut. Like, you know, like, wait,
that's not how this works, man.
Pay cut.
That's not how this works.
I know it's not how it works, but I'm just saying if you're
no, that's him talking to you. That's not how this works.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Zaslav, you're right. You earned somehow that $250 million by cutting the dreams of people who work in this industry.
Don't even have to play to win the chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. Hey, showing up.
Cut the check.
Just running around with the rings.
He's running around like Anthony Mackie. Cut the check.
That is crazy. When I heard that he made $250 million last year, but he was running around saying, "We gotta, you know, the merger,
we got no money,
we gotta start." It's like, sir, you are lying.
If you explain that to your wife,
yeah,
when she reads that.
Yeah. Honey,
like, you know, yeah,
you remember this?
Explain what this $250 million that I'm waving around that she's swimming around in.
You remember the,
you saw the music video from Bubbling
with George Bush is the next door neighbor, and Barbara Bush glares at him. She's like, George, and you see that frown. That's what I imagine this guy's wife. Oh, but honey, you know, like the pool, we had to pay for the pool, George.
We had to pay for the second and the third and the Napa Valley.
This man, we
gotta pay for all that.
And yo, the craziest part is I'm hearing that he is trying to make the Warner Brothers part attractive because he's trying to sell it. And I'm like, wait, they're still trying to sell Warner? How many times do you have to merge and do all this shit and then you're still trying to sell it to somebody? Why? Ooh. What is that? What is Warner Brothers that much of a bad product that you are constantly trying to get rid of it? It has never, you guys realize in the 20 years that we, let's say, have been paying attention to TV stuff in the background, not just the foreground stuff where we watch the shows, but you guys work in the industry, we've been paying more attention to the background. Time Warner, AOL, like the name of Warner has changed so many times because those guys are actively trying to get rid of this thing. And I'm like, what is so bad about Warner Brothers?
They don't like Bugs Bunny? I don't get it.
I'm saying, like, is there a curse? Did the Warner Brothers kill a gypsy and get cursed? 100 years later, we're still like, what is
that? Gotta be careful. You can't say that word, gypsy. It's gotta.
No, I'm talking about
Romani. You gotta...
No, but I'm talking about an actual gypsy, as in the original meaning.
Romani.
No, because you're using Romani as in the people. I'm talking about gypsy as in the original meaning of it, as in those who had the spirit.
Just want to make sure. Just want to get cursed or not, you know. I just, you know.
I'm not trying to mess with them.
I don't want to mess with them either.
I'm out here singing their praises, asking, what did Warner Brother do to you that you're out here that they can never.
They know what they did, clearly. They know what they did. I don't know, man. Warner Brothers has survived Ted Turner. Warner Brothers has survived Time Warner.
Right.
Time, like they've outlived them all.
AOL's not even a thing anymore yet. They're in the name.
Yeah. Right?
AOL, they're like bed bugs. You can't get. They're like bed bugs and luggage. You keep that shit forever.
Oh no. That's some luggage you throw into the New York, whatever, the Hudson River. Just toss that. And just...
I don't need that clothes that bad. Burn it, man.
Yeesh. Yo,
I mean, was it MGM died and came back? They brought it back. Now Amazon owns them,
and now there's MGM Plus. I don't know if you guys are noticing all these MGM Plus shows are popping up on the sources. Mm. Every time I go to the source, the poster for these shows say MGM Plus. I'm like, who the fuck is MGM? Where did you come from? No, I know, but it's just like shows that existed a year and a half ago are now MGM Plus shows. And I'm like, is this Prime? Like, who? I don't understand why you.
who did this?
And same thing with HBO Max. They're just like, okay, so it's going to be HBO Max. Cool. We're going to drop the Max. We're going to drop the HBO part. We're going to call it Max. Now it's Max Originals. No, we're just going to call it Max. Okay, we're going to change the logo. Okay, we're going to do the same thing with the O that we do for HBO in the A now. All right, there we go. This is all that happened in the past. Like,
since they sound like a crackhead.
I've seen the logo of Max in three different versions, and I'm like, what is happening?
You know what's happening? I will tell you exactly what's happening. All the people who work in marketing are 10 years younger than us, and their attention spans are this big. And that's that.
TikTok generation.
100%.
Yo. Oh, yo, real quick.
Making wild money.
little bit of a sad note, but I'll mention it. Shout outs to Lee J. Lee J, we know you had a loss recently. So we want to pay our respects, homie. We always appreciate you tuning into the show. We know you're going through a rough time right now. We appreciate you tuning in right now. We hopefully this episode of silliness and making fun of everyone and their cousin will make you laugh and you'll have moments of levity and enjoyment in these crazy moments. So we send our condolences and our love to you, homie. But yeah, I just wanted to pass that on to him. Okay, now to making fun of all the stupid people in Hollywood. These because need to understand.
First of all, hold on, wait. Let me tell you. Oh, wait, hold on. Niggas can't pay the writers, right?
Right.
But then they still go to the Met Gala.
Well, they can't. It's not that they can't pay the writers.
Right.
Okay. They don't want to.
Right.
But then, as a support, as an actor, I'm not dropping I don't know how much on a dress that makes me look like some kind of rendition of a Pokemon to go to a Met Gala in which, what is exactly going on in there?
Dude, even worse, the Met Gala was in support of Karl Lagerfeld, who's a known bigot and like homophobe and like,
remember that time that you heard somebody said Adele needs to lose some weight?
Right.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's the guy.
That's him?
Yeah.
That was celebrating, dude.
Yeah,
that's who they're celebrating,
and that's the part I didn't understand, because so when I heard what the theme was, I was just like, I thought this dude got not canceled, but I thought people got over this dude, like
over for his cat. Was that the theme?
Oh, Choquette or whatever bullshit.
I have nothing against cat people, but for shit like this, I have something against cat people.
Yeah. Like,
they're not kids. Stop it,
Jared Leto. Little Nas X, Doja.
Doja was all right. Doja was all right. It's like, okay, all right.
But that was on brand.
Yeah, okay.
That made sense.
Okay. Same is Doja Cat.
Yeah, if I'm Doja Cat. Right, like, right. Okay.
If anybody's coming out looking like a CGI cat, it should be the girl with cat in her name.
Okay, I will. You know what? I was about to hate on her, but y'all right.
50-year-old Jared Leto needs to go home, though.
Yes, that was... Dude, did you see when he got there and he couldn't see and they had to, like... They kept turning him and so he could stand in front of the cameras because he didn't know where he was looking. And I was like...
He can't see because he has cataracts because he old. Him and his Gemini Starlight's looking ass eyewear.
I thought you were saying he couldn't see because he is in a cat suit. Instead, you said he couldn't see because he got cataracts. I was like, oh, my God. Man. Not what I expected.
Yeah,
not what I expected. Messi looked funny.
I don't know. Lil Nas X looked like he was playing Mass. I don't really get why everyone's complaining. What's the difference between Lil Nas X and Blue Devils and people dressed up all in oil? I don't see.
They actually wear shorts with their outfit and not whatever he wore to cover his junk.
That was a banana hammock, and I was not happy with that. I was like, mind you, I also wasn't happy with anything anyone was wearing, if I'm being honest. No one looked exceptionally interesting this year. It was all just the same they do every year. And to be honest, the Met Gala that raises all this quote-unquote wonderful money for the... I'm like, okay.
Doesn't it raise money for the Met?
Yes.
For the Metropolitan do this again the next year.
Museum?
Yeah. And if at least a portion of it, not even a whole thing, but a portion of it went to pest control in that fucking city where they have cockroaches on the red carpet, mm-hmm. I would maybe be okay with this place. But instead,
they did?
Yeah.
Instead, they had a roach walk across the red carpet.
And then they took photos of it.
Internet went fucking crazy as if this was unbelievable in New York City. Y'all know it's New York City. What city did you think this was?
Home of the city super rats.
Exactly. I have never been to New York in my life as an adult.
Really?
I've not seen a rat.
Oh, okay.
Run across.
I didn't know where you're going with that sentence. I was like, really? Never seen her? Oh, no, okay. Never mind. You've never been to New York?
I've been to New York. I used to go to New York every year for a conference. And every year I used to time how long before Brian sees a rat in New York City. And I never got past noon on the first day.
Oh, damn.
Every single. And times where I was staying in the nice part of Manhattan. And I was still seeing rats. And I was like, yo, this city is wild. Every single year.
Yeah.
It's only the nice part of Manhattan because they say it's nice.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It's not that much different.
I was told it was the nice part of Manhattan. I was just like, Meanwhile, the nice, this quote unquote nice part of Manhattan, I walked around the corner because I got lost, saw this Asian lady and asked her for directions. And she immediately started screaming and pretending like I was robbing her. And I'm standing there like, I'm like, man, why are you doing this? I'm asking you where the subway station is. Why are you screaming? Stop it. And I just said, you know what? Fuck you. And I just turned around and walked away because I was like,
Ryan, you're a black man from Canada. You know you can't just be walking up to people. It's not the get along gang down there like it is here.
I couldn't figure out where the damn subway was. My phone is telling me it's up a block to the right. I went up a block to the right, no subway station. So I'm like, okay, I must have gone the wrong way. Turn around, walk back down the street. There's an Asian lady standing there with someone else. The other person steps away. I look at her, I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. Can you tell me where the...
Why did you go to the next person?
Because they were already crossing the streets.
They saw the black guy and they were already crossing the street.
Insane city.
See, that was you. That was you trusting people aren't crazy.
Yes.
No, that's Brian thinking it's Montreal where all the get along gang. We have it good up here.
Even in Montreal, it's not a get along gang, because if you approach somebody in downtown Montreal, sometimes they'll still look at you like, what? What? It's like, yo, where's Peel Metro? That's Peel has like 10 entrances. Do you know where the closest one is? I don't feel like walking up a block and a half. Just tell me, just point. Why are you screaming?
Yo, man, the state of the DoubleTree the other day, man. Downtown is boring now.
I don't know what
happened, but holy shit. Yep. Saturday night, man, like it was one of the weekends where we caught like a 17 on a Saturday. I'm like, okay, this shit about to be lit. Like, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Right by the Jazz Fest place. Cool. Yeah, you know what I'm like?
Saturday,
11:30, there's no one around.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell happened to downtown?
You know what it is?
What?
Same thing with Saint Laurent happened. All the cool parts of Montreal, all these people move in, these like young couples, as we used to call them, yuppies, young professionals, move into these neighborhoods because it's a cool place to be. Then they get older, have kids, and they start filing noise complaints anytime someone sneezes too loud.
Mm-mm.
It happens every single time. All the places on Saint Laurent, all those people that live there, all those businesses,
like the big condos and stuff. Yeah.
All the businesses, all the venues and stuff started getting noise complaints constantly in the last like 10 years. And what happened in the last 10 years? We all turned 30. We all turned 30 and 40. Like all of them started coming to those neighborhoods. And I'm not judging the French from France. I say this only because my ex-girlfriend from France and my friends from France all say the same thing.
Y'all some bitches.
The French.
Oh, okay, say first and then label it.
My ex-girlfriend would say the French people are bitches, but that's a whole other conversation. But the one thing they all said, French people will move into the hip neighborhood but will immediately resent it for being the hip neighborhood. So they'll move to the neighborhood.
They're just bitter.
They move to the neighborhood. Hey,
you service person, I need some help. It's like, I'm too busy because I'm better than you. And it's like, you're pouring my like what?
But it's weird because that's it. Both of my ex and my friend who are from France said the exact same thing. French people from France will come to a part of Montreal, will set up shop. Everyone will talk about this is the hood to hang out in. They all move to the neighborhood. They all want the same kind of. They don't like France, but they also want to be surrounded by their own kind. Cool. You move to this neighborhood. But as soon as it becomes popping, you all start complaining about the fact that it's popping. Even though you moved to this neighborhood because the neighborhood was on the up.
My man's right here, because I definitely felt that vibe.
Yes.
Everything's going down that way. I wasn't even looking for club-wise. I was just looking for like clubbish vibes, you know. I'm expecting outside some kind of terrace, just at least music. It's downtown St. Catherine, Montreal. Bro, when I hear desolate street like it was Sherbrooke Street, not the good Sherbrooke, I'm talking DG Sherbrooke, as of like 12 midnight.
I got some heart for DG Sherbrooke,
but like I'm talking like the 105 Sherbrooke. Passing cabin, this like nobody around.
Like,
bro.
You're amazed the street lights are on, you're just like, oh. There's light here. Yeah, no, I get you. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Rose Bowl.
Was in the McDonald's. I didn't understand. I was like, where is what's
dude? Same thing. My cousin said the same thing when my cousin came out from out west, came to visit Montreal. And I was just like, yo, so where are you staying? I was just like, oh, yo, me and my boys got an Airbnb in the Old Port. We're going to this strip club. I'm like, where's the strip club? Old Port. I'm like, where else are you guys? Oh, we went to the club, Old Port. I'm like, you guys just stayed. He's just like, yeah, man, the whole time we were here, we didn't leave the Old Port. I'm like, the Old Port is the poppin' spot of Montreal now. And he's like, yeah,
EJ just mentioned that now in the comments too.
Well, yeah, that's what I saw. That's what Skinny shared. But it's just weird to me that became, because the Old Port when we were kids was the touristy hangout where you got a Cut Castor and you're just like,
be on your way.
Yeah. And
you might go to SOS Labyrinth.
Right?
you might go to SOS Labyrinth.
You'll get a poutine on that side street where on St. Paul, all those poutine spots. Like five in a row, and you just see tourists buying really kitschy stuff in stores, and you're just like, oh man, this whole
getting your face drawn by some dude who has no business drawing anything,
right? And people getting caricatures of themselves. Now it's just like middle of the night, you have strippers walking back to their stacks in their hand, being like, bitch, I'm right. You're like, what is happening? When did this turn into
Old Port's a move, man? Old Port's a way. Forget to St. Catherine, that place might pop up again for like Just for Last or Jazz Fest, and even then. I don't know about after show.
Oh, F1.
I was going to say, F1's the other time. But
do they have concerts around that big area? What? Because it's kind of like
They brought the concert Crescent Street. They like block off all that and they set up a big ass.
Yeah. Because that big concert de spectacle, like, they're not utilizing it properly.
I know.
For what they did, for make it all pedestrianized and you can't drive on that part of St. Catherine.
Right.
For me to go there and at 12 at night, there ain't nobody around. Yeah. I'm a sorry, from someone who knows the old downtown.
Right.
I'm super disappointed if I'm 18 and this is what I'm seeing.
But I mean, if you're 18, I'm sure you're finding other spots. That's not your
18. You know,
it's not your downtown anywhere. You know what I mean?
One thing though is like you are. It's like a little out of season. It's not like it's summertime or anything like that.
No, but
that first weekend of heat, you know how we go crazy. That first weekend of nice weather, people go
when it was 17 degrees, I saw people in pum pum shorts out and shit. I was like, okay, I guess summer is back in Montreal. And then, yes, it went back to being cold. But that one night, I expected every terrace in Montreal, especially St. Catherine Street. I know that not everyone had put theirs up, but people had started putting stuff up.
Mm. Not a thing.
I expected someone to be outside. And then to hear it, because you're not the only person who told me that weekend they hung out, but then ended up being at home by midnight because there was nothing going on. They didn't know where to go for the rest of the night. And I was just like, oh, real? And they're like, yeah, I hung out. I hung out with my friends. End of the night, we were like, yo, let's go hang at a terrace. And then the only place they all were thinking was going to the Old Port for Bon Secours or whatever. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what the deal is with that place, but that's where they were saying they were going to go. And I was like, that's Montreal now.
Yep. Ended up watching
skyscrapers and
ended up watching drive-through diners and whatever on Food Network by 12:30.
That is the worst. Like,
hey, I mean, listen, we're her parents' first night out. Like, that was pretty cool for us. She fell asleep.
I was going to say, if you had fun, that was what you needed.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, I was like, and it also doesn't help, which, okay, staple drunken after hours spot.
Yeah.
The Belle Provence on the corner of Saint Laurent.
Shut down.
That shut down.
But it's coming back. It's renovations.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes. Because one of the guys I know who works at Turbo House, when they showed pictures of it, supposedly he knows somebody and he said, oh no, it's supposed to come back. It's just shut down for renovations.
But you got Boustin further up, a little bit further up. You want to get yourself a creation.
Boustin ain't the same ever since homie sold that. You know it. Yeah. They got Boustins in Fairview.
If you're drunk, you ain't really I need the authentic. All the way down to Crescent.
Gonna say, like, there's Crescent and there's the one, there's Saint Laurent and there's the one on right beside the Concordia. Those two are relatively unscathed by.
Yeah. Okay. I'll still go to Altaib.
But the thing is, I miss when old dude ran the place because his racism was on the low. These new guys act.
They don't give a fuck. Yo.
I walked in one day. I'm in line, and I had my mask on because I was still. It was barely 2022, so people were still wearing masks. We were still a little panicked about it. Yes, people were vaccinated, but I walk in, they see me, they're just like, what's with the mask? I'm just like, And at first I was just like, oh, are they like anti-maskers? I realized, no, I'm a black man wearing a mask, and they felt uncomfortable because other people were wearing masks. The other guy in the line was wearing a mask who walked in. They didn't say anything, but they started questioning me when I walked in with a mask. And I was like, what's different here?
You just like, you just hit him with a salam alaikum, brother. Like, yeah. I don't want to get anyone sick here. I don't want to get anyone sick here, brother. So please, please.
Yeah. I just, now do I just go to Antep next time? Shout out to the people at Antep. I know they shut down for Ramadan, but they're back in business. You know what? We should try and get that sponsorship. I want some Antep as a sponsor.
I'm down. How are you the younger generation, but more racist?
Yeah,
with the internet too. I don't understand that shit.
Yeah,
when you see the younger, the new comeuppance of the kids of the old, and they more racist, you're like,
what was I was watching. I was watching something where someone made that comment that they're like, I had really high hopes for the next generation, and then, it was a comedian. Oh, Maz, what's his name? Maz, bald guy. He was on Superior Donuts. He's done a bunch of stand up. Maz Jabra, I don't want to say jabroni because I know it's not jabroni.
Yeah, right. It's not
jabroni. Oh,
jabroni,
right there. Maz Jabroni. He was on a podcast talking about how his sons and their friends, these black guys and Asian dude, are hanging out and they're in the streets and they're just living their best lives. And then how this group of white kids saw his son and the friends in them and just started throwing slurs at them. And the son came back and told the dad, and the dad was just like, "What? My hope for the next generation went out the window at the idea that my 15-year-old sons, who, you know, diverse group of friends, and you know, they're black, they're white, they're LGBTQ. I'm thinking this is great, and then I hear my son's walking down the street. White kids are still screaming slurs at them. It's like, didn't I go through this so they didn't have to? Like, and I was just like, God damn. 2023, this dude is still having to tell us how racist some of these people are in the world. And I'm like, I know they exist, but why are they so blatant and proud of it?
Oh, because it's Trump weird. Was president and they can't get bad in their face. Yeah. They need a good 10 years of people actually reacting to disturbance and catching a few felonies, but actually whopping them in their face. We need to bring the fear back.
Yeah.
That's all.
If they could go to jail for that stuff, then they'd be like, oh,
right? Listen, if you could go to jail for calling someone or whatever,
If you if I think Richard Pryor had a really good bit where he said, if you can go to jail because someone was messing with you, that would clear out a lot of that would cull a lot of this. Yeah. It's like, why did you punch him? He was messing with me. Oh, person was messing with you, 20 years in jail.
Yeah,
all right, next, let's move this along.
Facts. The amount of people that I would just file complaints against for messing with me for no reason.
Bro.
The random weird old dudes in the West Island when I used to work at Staples would be like, ah, look like you can play some football, and pat me on my back. Motherfucker, you're bothering me. Officer. These white people want to make me run up and down a field all day with a ball. Please take care of this.
And not even compensate me when I'm fully damaged.
They, like,
not even compensate me out here giving my body to the game.
Nope. Yeah. Out here risking my health so that a bunch of high school, not even this isn't even a professional league. This is some West Island Sun Youth thing that they want me to risk my health for so that they can sit on the sidelines and watch us run up and down the field and be like, you go. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
You go.
Asking me to get on a field for you. Sir, I do not have time for your bullshit. Officers, take him away. That's what I
did. Your life would be so good.
Good, sweet motherfuckers, get out of here.
That one time I went to, what's that crazy club? The Saint in Valley Field.
Saints of Peace?
And no, not Saints. Like Saints of Peace, RIP. But the Saint, which is far, has an angel out. It's in Valley. It's far.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know that one.
You got it. Well, you should have back in the day. Anyway,
yeah.
I go there and you see, like, back in the day, an old Corolla, drive off, window rolls down.
Yeah.
If that was a thing, officers, the license plate, down. That's it.
Mind you, one last story because I have to bounce. But it's funny because officers wouldn't do shit. Because I remember one time this girl I knew used to drive drunk from Annie's every single week. Thursday. And there was one time where she was like drunk, like could barely walk and was gonna and I called the cops and I was like, yo, we tried stopping her. We could not get her keys from her. She's in her car. This is the car. This is the license plate. This is the information. She is a danger to anyone on the
full on right snitch now. Mode. This is these
nuts, me. I don't care. Trust me. She had the money.
No, that's good. That's good. You're saving lives.
Big time snitch mode. And I like, you know what? Yeah, not even snitching. Just actively trying to save lives.
Save lives. Just trying to save lives.
Dispatch your way. Hey, stop snitching and hang up on you.
Dude, you joke, but the cop's reaction, the officer's reaction was just like, do you have any? I was just like, sir, do the breathalyzer when she pulls down the street. I'm telling you, she couldn't walk. We tried stopping her. She physically started
fighting. I have people. Five people that can corroborate the story at the bar she was at.
Jaws, nothing. They were just like, we'll look into it.
Bruh. We'll look into it when she kills five people.
Nothing happened.
We'll look into it.
Nothing
oh, happened. Man. I saw this terrible, terrible video of a body cam. This girl's in a holding, not a holding cell, but maybe like a hospital kind of thing. And she's like, can I get my keys to my car? Because I have to go to school in the morning. And the officer's like, no, you're not. And she's like, well, can I? It's like, no, your car's impounded. And she's like, well, I need to go to school. And they're like, no, you killed two people with your car. You are not going to school. Your car's impounded. You're not going to school. Okay, well, I'm not going to school tomorrow. Can I? What if I go Tuesday? Can I like what get my car for Tuesday? I gotta go to.
Was she drunk? She was still drunk.
No, I don't think so. She didn't sound drunk.
She's just people are just sociopaths.
She was trying to like wash over the situation and think that life was okay.
That's insane.
You killed two people. Yeah, but like school.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like, how old was this? I think she's
behind bars for 20 something years.
Oh my god.
14 to 26 or something like that.
Oh yeah, you're a sociopath, man.
Legal system. At least you did something.
How old is this person though? Was you're saying school?
I don't know the actual age of the person, but probably like not teenager.
Yeah. Either way,
like past teenager, we're saying.
Yeah,
but Dave, probably an adult. Either way.
Well, no, it's just curious. I'm just curious because like I want to know the level of stupidity. The younger they are. It doesn't matter.
I know people that are like older than me and they still act like they're in high school.
I'm just curious if like this person's really insane or just like really stupid.
No, sociopath for sure.
Yeah.
Just like don't feel nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
The world is crazy, yeah.
I mean, it's always been crazy. We're just recording it now.
Oh.
We didn't see it before.
The amount, I think like every time you hear your grandparents say stuff like, oh, I'm back in my day. And you're like, ah, yeah, whatever. But now we actually have recorded proof
of back in my day
doing crazy stuff. Like, think about it this way. The movie, what was it called again? Gladiator.
Yeah.
That's based on an actual story, an actual person.
Okay.
Within that story, that guy actually did ads. So, like, imagine you have, like, mosaics of him selling, like, olive oil and stuff like that. Because that's how popular Maximus was. But they're like, should we put that in the movie? They're like, I think people think we made that up. I think we should kind of take that out of the, like, we won't put that in the movie. But that was the thing. They used to have ads back in ancient times like that.
I mean, yeah, we used to, you know, brutalize people and I get it. But you don't feel like the world's turned up from like serial killers that would come back every 10 years to like homeboys in Vancouver cutting people's heads off on buses. Like,
well, there's also
that's in the last 10 years.
There's also the concept of there's more of us. So by getting more of us, there's more chances of a percentage of insanity.
We've turned up in terms of crazy.
I think you know, everyone's like, oh man, Florida's crazy. And it's like, no, Florida has a law or doesn't have a law where it says you can't report on this crazy stuff. If you look it up, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens everywhere. It's just that a lot of the places don't report it because they're just like, this is not helpful to anybody. But Florida does not have that rule, and it's just, oh, Florida man.
Jeez. Oh, hey, a little dark, yo.
I didn't mean to get all dark. Jesus, sorry, man.
No, I love the dark
world you live in, Skinny.
I gotta survive in this bitch for another 80 years. Like before the children, you're like, you know, I could come and go.
Remember, back in the day, like back in the 60s and 70s, they thought it would be worse. They thought the Warriors was going to happen, where all the gangs would consolidate power and just overrun the police. And then, yeah, and well, like, was it Times Square? It was going to be like a crazy madhouse and just porn and this, that, and the other, and all that. And like Taxi Driver, if you look at Taxi Driver, that's basically what they thought New York was going to be. And New York is now what? Times Square? Look at Times Square now. Family's there. Elmo's there.
Elmo's there.
I mean, you're right. But at the same time, I also feel like we're very close to like Road Warrior.
There's a lot of options.
And then also
we have Skynet, actual GT thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yo, the guy signed. Did you guys hear that? Like, the main dude who was ushering it in is like signing off saying like, no, stop now. Stop.
From please. Google. Yeah, yeah. He was part of Google.
Yeah.
And he jumped off. Working on it for 10 years?
We're not alarmed? No, no
one's not. I'm alarmed. I've been alarmed. Hello, our overlords. I bow to you, our new overlords.
No, no bowing, bro. Gear up and get off the internet. That's what we need to
do. I don't know. Like, it reminds me, what's that Netflix movie about all the social media and stuff? There's a movie where they got like people that were working.
Oh yes, I know
in,
that
in social media experience. And like, oh man, it's so bad. It's blah blah blah. And it's like, so you didn't think about that when you were working there, and you're just waiting for a Netflix documentary to come around and tell it after you done made all your money and you left and you peaced out, and now you could be like, I could talk crap about them now.
Yeah, he already bought his island. He stocked up. What do you mean? Anything come for him, he's ready. I got my moat.
Oh my god. Eesh. Is there anything else? Is there some type of joy we could talk about, you guys?
No joy. No joy whatsoever. You know?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I could talk about John Mulaney's new Netflix special called Baby J, if you want to there talk about go. That.
Go for it. I love
it. So that. It's good. It's I really liked it. It's him basically talking about his time in rehab and all the crazy stuff that happened and all the people that came out to like support him and came for his intervention. And he was just like, I was wild. Yeah, yeah. He was like, I was wilding in these streets. Well, I mean, he say it like that, but it was basically that. Sure? So he talked about, so he was like, when he went to his intervention, he didn't know it was an intervention. He thought he was just going to meet up with a friend from college and have dinner. So he's like, I had two things to do before that. I went to go meet my drug dealer. And
this guy was wilding? Really? Okay.
John Mulaney, yeah, John.
I just had John Mulaney.
Hey, that voice guy.
Yeah, he was wiling in these streets. All right, bro.
And then he went to go get a haircut. So he talks about getting a haircut. The place he went to go get the haircut was at Saturday Night Live, Emmy Award winning hair department. He was like, "Can I get a haircut?" And it's like, "Oh, John, you're not hosting the show like for a while, like." You're not hosting the show. Can I get a haircut? Just crackhead. Just wow. not crackhead. Sorry. Cokehead. There it is. Correct. Yeah. Correct word. So he did that. So he got a haircut there. And it's like, is it better to argue with the cokehead or just do whatever they're asking me to do and just move him the hell along? They'll just move him the hell along. So he finally gets to his intervention. He gets to his, what he thought was supposed to be a dinner. 2 hours late. So the haircut and the dinner both started at 7 o'clock. He just thought he could make it work. And then when he shows up, he realizes, oh my God, it's all my friends. Oh, this is an intervention. Ah,
this is not a good start to defend my case.
All the people there that was there to help him were like, you know, they're disappointed. But then they're more disappointed because the man's 2 hours late.
Oh my God, that's so.
So wow. He talks about like what they like when he went to the rehab, what they took away from him. They took away was it cocaine? They took away Adderall. They took away two other things. I don't even know what they are because I'm not on that. Mm. And like I think another a prescription thing that he had, but he. Doesn't have anxiety. He just had it because, you know, it's more drugs to take. He also mentioned that while he was in rehab, Pete Davidson called and he was like, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm like on the road, so I couldn't come to your intervention. But, you know, I really hope that people don't think that I'm the one that pushed you to drugs. And I was, and I'm, before that joke could play out, I was telling my girl that, like, hey, I'm pretty sure people are going to blame Pete Davidson. And she was like, why? Because he looks, compared to two of them, you have Pete Davidson that has mad tattoos, and he's from, not Rhode Island. Is it Rhode Island? No, Staten Island. He's from Staten Island. So just trash dump of New York, basically. Just like New York State and New Jersey State make fun of Staten Island, basically. Mm. And then you have John Mulaney that's always like clean cut looking and looks put together and stuff and everything like that. And he was like, I hope like people don't think I got you. And he's like, no, people don't think that. And like I thought it was pretty cool that he kind of said what everyone's thinking, because there's like videos of them hanging out and like being really awesome and good friends together. And he was like Pete Davidson was always championing my sobriety, like, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So it was pretty funny, and it was really good. And what's even funnier is that he acknowledges that there's like an 11-year-old kid in the crowd, and he's like, oh boy. So it was an 11-year-old kid. So it was pretty funny that he acknowledges him and is like, oh man, this is going to mess up this little kid. And he also acknowledges that Bo Burnham took his spot. He was like, in the sense of...
context, explain to me. Oh, you're going to go.
So basically it's that like, as John Mulaney was going into rehab, he had just divorced his wife, and then all of a sudden started seeing Olivia Munn, and then went into rehab, came out of rehab, had a kid with Olivia Munn, and you know, like the internet, like, you know, originally the internet was like, oh, John Mulaney's an awesome dude and this, that, and the other. Wait, he divorced his wife? How dare he? You know, like this whole, you know, thing. And so like in his joke about Bo Burnham, everyone liking Bo Burnham now, and he's like, Bo Burnham's less problematic than he is. And he sings, like, it was super funny. It was really fun. I don't want to like steal all the jokes from the special, but the special was really good. Definitely worth a watch.
Damn, I could never have known Mr. John Mulaney. Shoot.
Yeah. Like his stuff is good. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm talking about cocaine. I'm not talking about
this one.
All right. I'm surprised. Like,
and then he has some cocaine, like a cocaine stories that he has. And he's like, and that's the one I'm willing to tell you. Oh, and I'm like, oh man, what else happened to this guy? Because like, even show you more that it was way out there. Is like, here's an interview I did with GQ over the phone. I don't remember doing this interview. This interview happened 2 days before my intervention. There's some highlights of the interview.
What?
So if you read, he goes through parts of it, and you're like, oh yeah, this guy's on drugs.
Nasty, because once your nose starts running and that kind of shit, wow. So I'm just trying to picture him in that state, and you're like, oh, okay. Wow.
Because it's weird, because like when you see him as a comedian, he's so
not cooked.
Well, just well composed and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't necessarily
see the whole.
I would have never guessed it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have some of them that are literally like drinking or smoking even on stage sometimes. And you're like, okay, well, this guy obviously, you know, dabbles at it, but to see, I would have never guessed it.
But I know with like even he points out like his style might be a little bit different now because he's not on the stuff anymore. And like he kind of points out like, this is how I was before and when I was on it, and then now it's more like I'm more calm and stuff. So you'll see. But it was a really good special though.
Jeez. Okay,
and I'm glad he's sober. Like, I'm glad he's getting a lot he's a lot better now. He jokes about the people in the intervention was like a star-studded cast of people from the alternative comedy scene. He's like, oh man, my own intervention was stacked full of celebrities. It was crazy.
Imagine that has to be a little weird. It's like, yeah, mom, dad, and then like, you know,
mad friends that are like,
mad friends who are all popular, filthy rich.
Listen, bud, you got a problem. Your jokes suck.
But it's Oh man, he talks about the intervention and there's parts of it that's really funny. Where you're just like, oh man, he was like, I was livid. It's like all these people, they're really funny. Oh, and he was just, it was funny. It was good. But yeah, that's what I watched.
I got to watch Legend of Vox Machina, season one. That shit is pretty damn good. I'm not gonna lie. Like, so for those who don't know anything about it, it's kind of like it's definitely for D&D fans. Like, especially like the first two episodes are very like. Like, I was
is bored it D&D on... or is it Dota?
What's Dota?
Dota, League of Legends, or is it that?
No, it's definitely Dungeons and Dragons style. Because you have the tank, you have the archer, you have the mage, you have the healer, you have all the stereotypical characters and stuff like that. It's actually it's a pretty big cast when it comes to like the team. The team is seven people, so it also kind of has a bit of like an X-Men-y feel to like how it's written and stuff because of how like they do the sub stories and stuff. But like the first two episodes are so like very blatant like D&D to the point you're like, are you gonna pull out a freaking like 20 dice and like roll, like, you know, like you're trying 20. To get perfect 20 or whatever, like, and it was like fucked up, right? 20, so 10. But then like it, and it's so clean at first, right? And then this shit gets like violently very dark and very like a lot of like whole like John Wick style like fucking up in blood and gore and type of shit. But it's a very well rounded out story. It's the first time I actually they have bards in a lot of storytelling and whatnot, and I always find that they're the most useless, stupid characters. I hated the one from The Witcher. It's actually one of the reasons why I didn't watch season two, because you're wrong. He had some funny scenes, like some fun. I'm not saying he didn't have moments, but I'm like, if I pluck you out of this story, you do nothing other than singing an annoyance, right? And this one, it's one that has like they actually give him magic and stuff for like using his instruments and whatnot, which is just dope. But like at the same time, some of his riffs are like hilarious. Like he has like little jingles that he does like throughout the story, and like one's been stuck in my head for like 3 days. I'm not gonna repeat it because I'll butcher it there. But like I'm there, I'm like, and it's good. It's good. It's like a little like mini rap of like 30 seconds. I'm like, all right. But the first story is like about them just like saving a town, and then it evolves to one of the main characters. You could clearly see that he has like he's a good guy, right? But you could clearly tell he's like possessed or has some type of dark omen-y thing happening with him, type thing, especially when he's going after killing certain people, because he does like, even though he's part of the good guys team, he's like all normal. Then at one point in time they cross paths with someone that he knows from his past, and then you find out that it's like he had like a family that got brutally murdered, and like part of the reason why he's having these premonitions or like evil moments is that he basically has made some type of bond to go and kill the people that killed his family, type thing. So it is a little stereotypical, a little bit, the storytelling, but at the same time properly elevated and whatnot, I guess I could say. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's for something that was D&D, I was like, I can't wait. And like, I know there's just the second season came out, I'm gonna watch it soon. But if anyone likes that, go watch it. And if you like, it's really well done animated. Like, I don't want to call it anime because I think it's technically American style. It's very
Legend of Korra.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's very much that style. Thank you. That was a perfect reference. I was
the stylistic I saw when I looked at it up. I'm like, oh, that's like Avatar,
Legend of Korra. Yeah, exactly. Because I was gonna say Avatar initially, but I'm like, it's not Aang, but Korra is, it's definitely a lot like Korra with how it's drawn and stuff.
Korra is like new Thundercats too. Well, exactly. New Thundercats, 2014 Thundercats.
Yeah. The good one that should have had more than one season.
That I won't watch because I don't want to get sad.
Oh, dude, no, it's so
sad. Hear how good it is, and I'm like,
it hurts. It gets sad.
Like, you get to the last episode of that season, and I'm like there was like just like a single tear.
It happened to me with what was that show? Oh no. It's a Netflix show, cartoon. It's about like
Cowboy Bebop.
Deep State and all that.
Oh,
Deep State.
Ah, crap.
Netflix cartoon Deep State. Hold on.
Yeah, it was like two seasons long and it got canceled and it was like the first, like one of the first big ones that got dreamt up in like the whole we're canceling a bunch of shows because
Inside Job?
Huh? Yeah, Inside Job. Yeah.
I never watched Inside Job. This guy can't.
It's really good.
Damn.
It's really good. Two seasons. No, is it two seasons? I think it's supposed to be two seasons, and then they canceled the second season, even though they finished their whole run and they were going to give them two seasons, but they're like, we gotta save some money and but
yeah, really good. Ninjas ever really finished Castlevania?
Castlevania is amazing. I don't think they're canceling that. That's just bang, bang.
New season. I watched the first part. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And I'm like, dang.
I haven't gotten a chance to watch that one either.
This part was nice. All right, I'll watch
with this, Castlevania. With this writer strike me, that's what I'll watch. But yeah, no. But overall, Legend of Vox Machina, very like highly suggested. Especially D&D... I don't want to call it anime, but like Korra, American style anime or whatever you want to call it. If you like that, it's very well done. And like some of the kills and stuff are pretty damn sick. I'm not going to lie. Like that would be my only spoiler other than what I potentially said so far. But like, yeah, it's pretty damn dope.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Can you see anything recently? Anything to share?
Nothing really worth mentioning. Just I think it's The Power, or it's based on a book and it's on Amazon. I'm not sure if you spoke about it before, but it's about, I can't remember the title of the show and it's going to bother me, but I think it's either The Power or something, but it's revolving around just 13-year-old women across the world gaining the power to like electrocute things.
Oh, right. I heard about that.
And it's fantastic. I really, really like it. I have to just catch up on that. Other than that, just a lot of stand-up. That's what we've been watching here. Trying to remember who was the last that we actually caught up with, but you know, there's some of these Netflix specials or Amazon specials, you're just like, who is this comedian and how did you get a special? Because like, there's been a few where I haven't laughed at all, and I'm just like, what is going on? You got an hour long special on Netflix and you're not making me laugh. You may not be funny, but I feel like you should get at least a chuckle out of me if you're going to be on Amazon Prime or a Flix.
But I feel that there are some comedians that don't always rep well films.
Specials.
You know what I mean? Like, example, like, I like Sebastian Maniscalco. I've seen him live.
Okay.
Sure, some of his, he has like some classic specials, I'm not going to lie. But like his most recent one, for example.
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, like there was like a huh, yeah, that's good, but like not, there was no consistency, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I think it also depends on when you're watching, like it's hard to sometimes follow a comedian because sometimes they age or go through things at a certain rate that you're either not keeping up or like you've surpassed this.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're like, well, now I can't relate. It's just like I once saw Jerry Seinfeld live, and it was like way after Seinfeld had been done. He had already gotten married and settled down finally and had like his first kid and whatnot. And all his comedy, like I'm saying like 80-90% completely went over me because I'm there. I'm like, well, you're like talking about like my parents now. Like this is like just like like you finally like in a short period of time I've streamlined to like parenthood and I've caught up with like the later, because I let's say I was like in my mid-20s, I'm like, these are for 40 plus 45 plus people, the majority of these jokes. Not that that's a dig or anything, it's just, you know, it's not the, again, a comedian that you like, but you're not keeping up with wherever he is, you know, or right. They are, depending on
like I've heard a lot of people don't find Kevin Hart's specials that great, no, but great. Like every clip I've seen of him is just him interacting with somebody and it's always like top tier, like him with Don Cheadle when he realizes how old Don Cheadle is and he just yeah, that's up, so and it's just like Man, you have to go. And he's trying to backpedal super hot. I went, no. I went, huh, damn. He's like, no, you did not do that.
Damn.
Or him with the rock. And just like either him busting the balls, rock's balls, or the rock busting his balls, or him interacting with wildlife or just bugs in general. He just can't handle bugs. He just doesn't want to deal with bugs at all.
Did you ever see the one where it's him and the rock doing that? It was a fad of like doing the tortilla slaps.
I didn't see the tortilla slap.
So there's one where they both, the thing is that you both drink a bunch of water. So you have your water in your mouth, right? And all you do is you look at each other and you do like what you do, a rock, paper, scissors. And after whoever wins, the other person just whacks the other person as hard as they want with like it looked like a tortilla. I'm pretty sure it was a tortilla wrap or whatever. And it's just like one where like Kevin Hart gets like, I think it's three, like they're doing it and he gets three in a row. Right. And like, you can see the rock is like, he's like, part of it is the fact that he's been annoyed that he's gotten slapped three times, but part of it is like, he's competitive, right? He was in a competitive sport. He's competitive clearly in his ventures. Mm-hmm. So him losing like three times on camera, you can just see like, he's getting all red, that like, the little veins are going on the sides of his head, you know? And you just see Kevin Hart laughing. And at one point he's like jumping up and down, because the whole point of it is that neither one of you can spit out the water or drink
right.
So even if Kevin Hart laughs and spits it out, he technically wins because he got to slap the rock. But then technically the rock, if anything, he should spit it out so the game's over and the rock now can't hit it back. You know,
ridiculous.
Because like you could see like the rock was like, oh, like the first time it happens, you can see him like, oh, I can't wait till it's my turn. And then they do the rock paper scissors and he loses, like, and he gets slapped again, and then you like, he's like, all right, I'm gonna get you. And then he goes right there. You're like, oh my god,
that's some shit.
The Rock was out here slapping Kevin Hart like he was a child.
No, they were doing a challenge. It was like a viral video online where it slapped. There's a contest between friends where you fill your mouth full of water.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah.
And then you slap each other with a tortilla.
Yes, I was gonna say the tortilla slap.
Yeah. So
the part I found the funniest about this is, how did the tortilla get in the mix? Like, I understand. Yeah. I understand, like, challenging my friend, like, to put water in your mouth, water in my mouth, and I get to like poke you or like, but somehow a tortilla got into this thing and people started slapping each other with tortillas. How and why?
I think because A, if you do it with your hand, it's just gonna happen. And let's say someone probably suggested towel. Towel would kind of hurt. I think a tortilla is like the proper amount of like,
yeah, you can't get mesh. You can't get any swing on a tortilla. Like,
yeah, you know?
The hardest you could try and go, the terminal velocity of a tortilla in your hand will never be enough to, like, actually hurt someone.
Exactly. I blame it on the same person who added the explosion to props. It's their fault. Whoever did that is the one who did the tortilla to this. Something clearly not broken. Here you go, ruining it with something. I'm just throwing in a tortilla. Who are you? I had the explosion to props.
You. Who are you?
I didn't get to hear everything you were talking about before, but I thought you were going to be talking about celebrity prank wars that Nick Cannon, Kevin Hart. I keep seeing posts for it, celebrity prank wars, and I was like, oh, is that what they're talking about?
Nope.
I haven't watched the episode yet, but I'm very interested in what they're doing, because you know how these idiots are.
Like, is it actually celebrity prank wars, or is it Husbands of Hollywood?
No. Okay, so episode 6, for example, I just looked it up, and the description for episode 6, WWE superstars Brie Bella gets stuck in a trash compactor, but it's actually her prank on fellow WWE superstar and twin sister Nikki. Nikki strikes back with a beauty makeover Brie will never forget. So essentially, they're pranking each other. It's punked with celebrities, and it's hosted by Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart.
I don't know about this. I don't know.
Because in Real Husbands of Hollywood, which is Kevin Hart's show on BET, they were like rivals. They were yeah. always messing with each other. Bad.
I would imagine that's where this idea comes from. Episode one is
chemistry. Like they could really mess with each other pretty well.
Episode one is Nick Cannon versus Kevin Hart. Episode two, Taraji P. Henson versus Fantasia.
American Idol, Fantasia.
The Fantasia, one of the only other few to have done something and continued. Episode three, Chance the Rapper versus Nick Cannon. Four, Joel McHale versus Anthony Anderson. That one I don't see. I didn't even know those two know each other. Ludacris versus Little John, and then the Bella Twins.
That sounds bad. All right.
Cool. Oh, yo, super quick, because I know.
Geek news.
No, but yes, that also. But what's happening in wrestling? I saw a picture of Vince McMahon with
the, look like, how he comes back for this.
Oh, the Hitler stash that he has, or whatever.
The weirdest mustache I've ever seen. He has his hair greased back like Rudy Giuliani.
It's Negaverse Vince. What do you mean?
He's from the 30s. He talked Negaverse Vince. That's how he works. He's from the 30s. Lining this shit.
But I don't understand because the Vince McMahon I saw on wrestling the last time I watched something on wrestling with the buzzed hair, no facial hair, looking relatively human. And then now it looks like Salvador Dali got his hands on a makeup kit and was told, draw what you think Vince McMahon looks like. And then Salvador Dali was just like, mustache and the eyebrows and the black hair and Rudy Giuliani inspiration. And I was just like, what is happening? Why is this who he looks like?
That's what happens when you get...
He's trying to look good.
That's what Vince McMahon...
I guarantee you, that's what Vince McMahon thinks looks good. I guarantee you.
Have you ever seen an old uncle or your grandfather try to look hip and cool, but he didn't really change his style at all? It's like what he thinks is hip and cool from like way back when.
You know what this is, Brian?
Looked close to hip and cool last time. He looked Brian. Acceptable last time, and then this looks like... Okay, sorry. All go right. ahead, Dave.
I'll just food for thought. Yeah. The guy just got caught for like having like basically like hookup money. If you hook up with me, I'm going to pay you off money.
So you're gonna like going to look like more of a greaser?
Because now he knows.
Yeah. Thank you, Skinny.
How are you going to come out looking more of a greaser? But if you don't go home and get your Mr. Rogers on,
that's
you're
how
like, he's leaning into it,
put
sir.
On a sweater vest.
You don't he's like back 70 the hair years old.
And pull back
one last dress. Ride.
That might have like, to be the title. Put on a sweater vest is also...
You do not need to have the curly mustachio and the greased back hair like you're literally Pepe Le Pew.
When he was growing up, that was the good look. That's what he remembers. That's why we all say he's not up to snuff, and that's why he shouldn't be writing because he's not
right. Vince might have been a teenager when Grease came out. Like, or sorry, no, when Grease was originally supposed to be set in. Yes, Vince might have been a greaser. He might have been hanging with Ponyboy and them.
I got a reason.
Different movie. Go on.
That's how rich he is. So remember when Michael Jordan was big.
Yeah.
At some point, for some weird reason, he had a mustache, but he shaved it, and it was like he was trying to bring back the Charlie Chaplin / Hitler stat. Like, look that up. Mike, no, and everyone was like, no, Mike, and he's like, no, and he's like, and then finally grew the rest of it out.
So weird. Dude,
that's how rich he is. You can't tell him.
It's
nothing.
Just so funny that you just saw. He's been sporting this for like since WrestleMania. He's been doing this for over. Oh yeah, dude.
He hasn't been on TV or nothing, but he's been like, I'm not.
He looks so creep now. Like he looks like he now officially looks like the villain. He looks like Snidely Whiplash or whatever that guy is from that.
Snidely Whiplash, basically every single bad guy from like the old silent films. Like
that's what he looks like.
The train track.
He looks like the guy who's going up in his big office, getting an old school newspaper, bringing it on his desk, like flopping it over, having a brandy with a huge cigar with his feet on his table. That's what he's trying to look like.
That's what he does. What do you mean trying to look like?
Well, no, that old. No, that's what he does. Remember, I'm saying that's the look he's going for.
Remember, who did it? Who did the walk better? Vince, the millionaire walk better. Vince McMahon or what was the MMA guy? The Irish MMA guy. They're doing the walk like this. McGregor. Who does the walk better? McMahon or McGregor?
The old goofy strut is Vince.
Yeah, yeah. The strut. That's 100% look up McMahon. 100%
Vince.
Look up McMahon walking out. That's the exact same strut McGregor is doing.
Oh my god.
It's exact same. Same energy.
Oh man. Shoulder pads on back in the day.
You know what though? I will give one thing to Vince. I'm amazed Vince is, I know, like, wrestling is not fake, right?
Ooh.
wrestling
you were saying you were saying otherwise before.
No, let me finish. He has a counter.
Yeah, he means the risk and hurt of that.
Exactly. Thank you. Dave understood. So that aspect of wrestling is not fake. The storylines and all that stuff are scripted. I'm not going to use the word fake anymore because that doesn't seem fair, because reality TV, I wouldn't call reality TV fake. Reality TV is a real scripted story that is either scripted through the editing or scripted through a producer talking to one of the people on set. So why am I getting mad at wrestling? I think I got mad at wrestling because as a kid, I looked up to it so much. So the moment when you find out that some of the story, like the decision on who wins isn't necessarily through the actual athleticism of these amazing people, but because someone was supposed to come up as a child, that hurt me so much.
Bro, no matter what you do, you ain't letting no man pin you down after a wrestling move. I don't care how hard that tombstone hit. You're not going to be like, all right, just lay on top of me for 3 seconds.
But a lot of the times when they do get the belt, a lot of the times it's like, hey, you're doing super well, right, like we're acknowledging you.
Yeah,
it's
so earned. Build up.
It's, there's still an earning to it, usually.
So, yeah. But going back to what I was saying, Vince did do these matches. He did matches. He actually got thrown around. He actually jumped stuff, all that craziness. And he didn't seem like the most athletic person, but I remember he went to the gym, bulked up at one point, got all
on that juice.
Yeah.
Just enjoyed his juice.
Did them steroids, did that cocaine, did whatever, you know, allegedly did all these things.
Allegedly. A little like at the end. Allegedly.
If you don't do this, you're fine.
Do all that craziness. And then, managed to still look relatively okay afterwards. Whereas, like, some of the wrestlers who did that stuff on tours for 180, some 200 days in a row are broke up. Like,
fuck wrestlers. Look at Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
The wrestler.
Yeah. Look at that nigga.
He's not punched in the face for real.
Yeah.
On purpose. I'm being serious.
No, I know. Yeah. I think that's why it really shocked me when I saw him for the first time. If you're telling me he's been like that since WrestleMania, sure. But it just really shocked me to see him look almost sick. As if like someone painted makeup on him because he didn't look healthy.
I don't want to be mean, but like when people talk about like a bigot or like a Nazi or like a racist person from like the 1950s to like early 60s.
Sure.
That is exactly what I imagine. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but like, that is exactly what I see.
Oh, God.
Sorry. No, I said the years wrong. Maybe the 30s or 40s and 50s. Maybe that era. Like, that is what I envision. Like, it's really, he's the evil doer in that era. That's what, he looks up to. Like. I'm not saying he's that. I'm saying that's what.
I'll tell you what it is.
If you were to like say, make a dictionary, and dictionaries had to be expressed through pictures,
right? Which some do.
That's what I'd see.
What state is he based out of, Vince?
Connecticut. It's
Connecticut. Yeah.
Forget. Okay.
Yeah. He's where the WWE headquarters is.
Republican ass Vince looked up to them. Dudes, all right? Don Imus and them dudes. That's his OGs. All right.
Well, during Trump's cabinet, his wife had a seat in small business.
That's their OGs.
He did that. To be a little bit fair to Vince, the reason he looks very weird is because he's an old dude. We've seen him with gray hair, and then when he came back, he has black hair now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
His hair is super white from all the stress.
But it's also because he's never had this color hair. Like, this is not his natural color hair.
Yeah.
You know? It's like me coming in tomorrow and having blonde hair and be like, I'm normal guy. Like, no, you all would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Who is this? What are you doing?
You know what? That's actually possibly the best example of it.
Yeah,
but his hair color is so unnatural and the mustache is so creepily fake that it's just like, It looks like he really looks like Lex Luthor trying not to look like Lex Luthor, like
Lex Luthor's dad.
Yeah,
you have to also understand though that we're all people with people around us who care about us, who can tell us things, right? whose man's is this? Vince McMahon.
Oh my god,
Triple H. Half truth.
No, Triple H can't do it.
Stephanie left. Jane busted up his knee. Probably gonna get fired again. His wife nowhere near the company. Every other wrestler under him is afraid. Triple H is just trying to make sure he doesn't take away his toy from him. He's not going to be like, hey, yo, Vince.
And you don't even have, what's his name there anymore? Undertaker. Undertaker's gone.
Exactly. Undertaker can't bring him to the sign and be like, you're looking crazy out here, Vince. So you just got to let it rock.
He'd be the only person who would be able to do that, though.
Yeah.
I think it's the Undertaker, the last of the old guard, the last of the old gimmicks, the last of the kayfabe,
the last OG is now Vince and Triple H and Shawn Michaels with his wonky eye, and he can't see freaking Vince right now. Shawn's eyes over here. No one knows what's going on.
As much as I'm not the biggest fan of Shawn Michaels.
He could have corrected that, I'm just saying. He could have corrected that.
Of course,
that money. For it. It's like when I see old white men with brucked up bottom teeth. You got money. Fix your teeth. Stop it.
Man, I don't... Okay, no, I won't say it. I don't want
to... Say it!
I mean, someone pointed out Will Ferrell's teeth, the bottom
of
teeth.
Exactly! He's one! Why? Why? Why you gotta be out here like that, Will?
Why would he fix it? You fix it, and then all the funny's gone.
That funny's leaving off a snow that you need to fix.
Is it funnier if this guy, if you're, Will Ferrell has you on his chest, and he's singing Lay Lady Lay, petting you, is it funny with him with fixed teeth or broken teeth?
No, not broken teeth. Listen, you remember the Ren broken and Stimpy teeth. Episode where Ren's teeth are brooked?
Yeah.
That's Will Ferrell's bottom teeth.
Dude, it's Jaws. Have you ever seen them? I'm not trying to be mean.
It's
I know
Rudy Giuliani levels.
Hold on. Before we dip into just pure cruelty with the evil laugh. We're not trying to be jerks about it. We're just pointing out factual. Like, hey, I don't got perfect teeth. I'm not going to pretend like I have perfect teeth. So I'm not trying to. Jaws out here shining his perfect teeth. Skinny too. Y'all need to get the fuck out of here.
I don't have perfect teeth. I just like ragging on people with bad teeth because that's like my bread and butter.
I saw someone mention, have you ever looked at Will Ferrell's teeth? And I was just like, in my head, I was like, I've never looked at Will Ferrell's teeth. And then they showed a close up of the teeth. And
I don't know why they
were close ups. It was like chiclets, like counter. And I was like, I mean, Will. This is one of those times where it's like, homie, you do have the money. I mean, you do you. If you don't want to, fine. But and I know teeth are a status thing. Not everyone had the money to fix their teeth. It's become a more naturalized thing. We make everyone, when we were all younger, everyone was getting braces. We had this.
Bruh's had that money since Night of the Roxbury, bro. Stop it. He's had that money since Elf. Had that money.
Yeah, Elf money.
He's definitely since had old he's definitely school. Had 13 it's, money since.
What, there's one answer to that.
He had old school money.
Doesn't care, guys.
If you don't care. It leads to your health.
When he goes to movies, you know what they do? They put something in his mouth so that you don't see that, and then he doesn't care.
Yeah, and then when you got dementia at 65 and you're wondering why you can't count to 7. Maybe
he is genuinely banking on that. Is going to enjoy the fact that he looks crazy if you know Will Ferrell. Come on. Fair.
Will Ferrell's going to be in the old folks' home with his teeth like that, being like,
he's the one guy who's going to, I would imagine, embrace being old so hardcore because he'll be like, everyone will think it's just shenanigans because of my movies. He's going to go,
September 11th, 2004. As a comedic actor, Ferrell is fearless. Even better, he does not suffer from that sickness which afflicts so many actors, vanity. Rather, Ferrell is willing to flaunt his flaws, and that makes him all the funnier. He has not had his teeth fixed. What I did was I typed in Will Ferrell teeth fixed, and that was the first quote from The Independent that came up.
I thought
Will Ferrell is why Ferrell's a lightweight at comedy?
I thought you asked ChatGPT about Will Ferrell's teeth.
No.
That would have been
typed
weird.
In Will Ferrell, and I was going to say teeth. And then I was going to type in something else. And then just let me try this. Let's see what this gives me. And that's the first thing it came back with.
Will Ferrell ain't so bad, but you know, you just don't want it to get to like a Giuliani level where it's just like disrespectful. And you're just like, come on, man. Don't even smile at me with that. Don't. Like, if you're out here just opening your mouth for people to see it and this is happening, come on, man. Like, just...
Dude, I think he just...
Yeah, I understand, yeah, not caring.
Embracing oldness. I'm just saying he's embracing caring, oldness.
But at a certain point, like me, I haven't gotten my wisdoms pulled. I know at some point it's going to be like real bad down here. Hey, I'm about to go get those wisdoms pulled. Because, you know, at a certain point, if it gets it's like really aggy, I'm not opening my mouth. Like,
but you know what? Dave, I'll let you have the last comment, but then we do have to get to Geek News and Rumors.
I was just going to say, if he got away with it this far, why fix something ain't broken?
Whose man's is this, Will Ferrell?
The problem is, they are broken. But anyways.
Still, rude. It's not fucking with his ish.
Real quick, shout outs to Jim Lee, who has been officially named the new president of DC Comics, a subsidiary of Warner Brothers Discovery, the same ass company that's trying to sell everything. So who knows what's going to happen there. But, I mean, I thought Jim Lee was done, been in charge. I didn't know he was.
I thought he was already.
Or is that like...
No, he's officially now the head of DC Comics. Supposedly, he wasn't the head this whole time, which I don't understand because I thought he was, but every trade is reporting the artist turned executive will lead the iconic comic book publishing company, this company that is part of Warner Brothers Discovery. He's been officially named the president of the growing brand.
Shouts to him. How are you going to cause a whole huff, leave, and then just to go back to a major? Shouts to you, Jim. Shouts
That's fair. That's
cause
fair.
A whole huff and legend. Damn near shut down the industry just to go back to a major. Good job, bud.
Disney reaches a settlement with Victoria Alonso. I know I mentioned it in the past. She was the head of the FX division, and people were really like, you know, when things Ant-Man. And a lot of people thought she lost her job because of Ant-Man. But, you know, supposedly it wasn't because of Ant-Man. She was promoting a film that she worked on. And then even supposedly that wasn't the thing. And then we found out a whole bunch of other stuff. Anyways, they're settling. So obviously Disney was wrong. Because you can, if you know you fired someone properly, you don't have to settle. The fact that you're settling after firing her means you know you messed up somewhere. And you're just giving her the money so she'll just stop complaining about it.
Yeah, settling is just rich people, my bad.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
Dave, write that down. That's settling is just rich people's my bad.
We have a doc for that.
It's so good. We really just need to make a doc of just different
titles. We have one. It's right there.
No, I know, but we don't necessarily use them all, and I almost want to make it public, like all the different iterations of titles
that we have for each episode.
What else do we have at Geek News? Gran Turismo trailer dropped. If you guys haven't had a chance to see it, based on a true story, which is Jaws, if you can summarize it in 30 seconds.
Yeah. So basically, maybe some years ago, Gran Turismo had a racers academy where basically you could take part in, like, you know, weeklies or whatever like that. And then at a certain point, they'll take the best and then they'll actually put them into an actual car to like get practice and race and stuff. And then I think one guy actually made it into the majors, and that's what this story is about, basically.
Crazy. Didn't know that was a thing. Thought it was a joke. And the actor they got playing this kid, if you guys have seen the show C with Momoa and like a whole bunch of other actors.
Couldn't, because it was on Apple something.
Yeah, it's on Apple Apple TV Plus. But if you did see it, Momoa's son on the show is the young actor playing the lead, and he actually looks like the young man that this is based on, which I thought was really cool. So
Bijan Hansu, David Harbour, Orlando Bloom are in this movie.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Transformers 1, new Transformers animated cast has been revealed. I'm seeing a Hemsworth. I'm seeing a
Chris Hemsworth.
I'm awed out by that.
Chris
Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm, Lawrence Fishburne. Release is scheduled for July 19th, 2024.
Why are they going so hard with Transformers like that for this cartoon?
I don't know.
Do we really think that Hemsworth can pull off Optimus's voice?
So I think the premise of this movie is that it's a kind of prequel thing. So it's not like Prime as he's actually Prime. He's probably going to be more like Optimus or Orion Pax before all that happens. So he's like supposed to be a younger a younger Optimus.
I'm down for a Ryan Pack story. Let's go.
Yeah, I'd be down. Jerry Springer passed away, RIP.
Mm-hmm. The former mayor of Cincinnati.
Yes.
Put some respect on that name.
I mean,
done respected.
I will say, though, impressive. He got to be mayor after a sex scandal, not before. After a sex scandal, which is rare.
Natty.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes dropped their trailer, the prequel
to
the Hunger Games franchise, so it's looking kind of crazy. Armored Core 5 fires six. Off.
What? Is it 5?
Six fires off. Word. Rubicon.
Fires of Rubicon. Yeah, so sevens. No, six. That's 5. Okay, yeah, six. Yeah. Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon. So the people that made From Software, people that made Sekiro.
Sekiro.
What was the other game that just came out that everyone's playing right now? They made Bloodborne, they made and then George R. R. Martin also helped with the story for that one. Elden Ring, that's it. Guys. So one of the original series that they made was Armored Core, which is a mech series, and they're finally coming back to it. Everyone's very excited. Should be pretty cool. Should be pretty fun, amazing. Keep your eyes out for it.
Wild. And then what else do we have? I think that's we have one last piece of Dune Part 2 trailer dropped. I actually just bought Dune 1 in 4K earlier today, which I was like, it's a good time to get it before the price jumps up. It's actually on sale, so shout outs to Sunrise Records and then Sunrise Store. The Outlaw Johnny Black official trailer has dropped. Guys, that's everything. That's all the stuff we have for this week. Wild times. Dave, I wanted to tell you, I saw the Super Mario movie. I fell asleep in the movie. I found it that boring. No
offense. Bro, stop. Oh, no.
No offense to Super Mario.
You can't drop that. I'm fighting you.
Bye, guys.
Rude.
We'll have to talk about it another time. The movie that I fell asleep through. I was so mad I fell asleep. I went to watch the movie Air in the next theater because I was like, I'm getting my money's worth out of something. That's how mad.
Remember, he went to go see Shazam 2, stayed awake for that thing.
True. Oof, Dave, not looking good for Mario.
You sus, man.
All right, we out, kids. It's been another one. Peace, everybody. We'll be back with another one soon.
You watch things for vengeance.